Michigan is on the way to joining the ranks of so-called right-to-work states. The state legislature has been voting on a very controversial measure that would generally bar unions from collecting fees or dues from non-union employees. 23 other states have similar laws curtailing union organizing activities on the books. Union supporters filled the Capitol building to protest the action by Michigan Republicans. Joining us now inside the Capitol in Lansing is Rick Pluta. And Rick, what's happening there this evening?
Well, the House voted this afternoon to adopt the first of three right-to-work bills dealing with various aspects of it. The Senate has just passed one, and they are debating the third one. And that will just start Michigan down the road to becoming the 24th right-to-work state in the country. This particular legislation would cover all unions, public and private, with public and private employers, but it would provide exceptions for police and firefighter unions.
So tell us more about the protests there. I gather that they escalated over the course of the day.
In the morning, protesters started packing the Capitol, and it got quite crowded to the point where the building managers and the state police closed it for a while, even though it wasn't packed to capacity. They said it was still a safety issue. And so as people left, they just weren't letting more people in. The people who remained were quite loud as the legislation was being debated. You could actually hear them chanting and shouting inside the chamber. But along the way, the unions and the Democrats went to court saying that you can't just shut down the Capitol building during a debate. And so they got a court order, and the doors were reopened right about the time that the state House was voting on their right to work bill. It's called right to work. Supporters call it right to work or freedom to work. Opponents, progressives, call it right to work for less. At that point, as the House is voting on it, the protesters flooded back into the Capitol in time for the Senate debates.
Now, this seems to have moved rather quickly. I mean, was that intentional?
Well, the pivot was really a change in position by Governor Rick Snyder, that for 2 years that he's been adamant that right to work, so-called right to work, proponents call it that, or freedom to work, opponents call it right to work for less. He said that that right to work was just too confrontational, too in your face. But he said now it's just become so big that it was impossible to ignore, and it was time to make a decision.
It is a divisive issue. It's an issue where you can see what's going on outside, that people have strong feelings on this topic. But we'd come to the point over the last few weeks and the last month or two where that issue was on the table whether I wanted it to be there or not.
So, Rick, what are we likely to see next?
Well, what we're likely to see next is the State House and the Senate. It's actually 5 days now before they can vote again on these bills. And so no doubt we'll see a lot of activity, more protests during that period of time. Although with Republican majorities in the House and the Senate who've already voted for this legislation, it seems like it's really just a matter of when and not if this legislation is going to reach Governor Snyder's desk.
Rick, thank you.
My pleasure, Audie.
That's Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reporting from the state Capitol building. Michigan is in the process of passing so-called right-to-work legislation, which would allow workers at a unionized company to opt out of paying dues.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.